This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton. On Monday, Vic Carucci sat down with Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon of the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, along with Tom Withers of the Associated Press, to talk about the Browns' most recent matchup against the New York Giants. Here's a listen to part of that interview.
Cleveland Browns Daily One-on-Ones, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
We've assembled a roundtable. Jim Donovan from the Browns Radio Network, Doug Deacon, his partner in the announcer's booth, and Tom Withers from the Associated Press. Well, guys, this was an interesting, if nothing else, way to lose a game. And I know that's kind of, unfortunately, what we've been doing here for these last 5 weeks is talking about how games have been lost. But this one was the strangest, I think, Jimmy, in how things were falling apart in those final few minutes of the first half, and then that just blew things up for the rest of the game.
It really was, I thought, an incredibly great start for them. Everything that you'd possibly want, whether it's the defending Super Bowl champions or any other team in the NFL, but to go into their place, get a turnover right away on the first offensive play that the other team runs in the game, get a fumble recovery, two plays later you're in, hit a bomb with to Josh Gordon from Brandon Whedon. I mean, we are living right at 14-0, and you're right, in that final 3:45 of the first half, it really got away from them. It was incredible how it got away from them so quickly.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about getting a fast start. We got the fast start.
Yeah.
But, you know, then we ended up with the 27 unanswered points. And, you know, you look at the turnover factor, they get 21 points off the turnovers. We get 7. It's a 14-point game. There's your difference.
And, Tom, all along we've talked about this team playing from a hole and chasing points. So that doesn't happen yesterday. You would think the mindset would have changed. Is it about not being capable of handling success?
It's about not converting on third and one and not executing on that play, and then it's about fumbling on the next kickoff. It was kind of interesting, Vic. I thought that, you know, Eli being down 14-0 actually allowed him to throw his way back into the game and develop a little bit of a rhythm. And I think that's when you saw those giant seams open up in that running game, because, yeah, I mean, it seemed like they could have done whatever they wanted to do.
But, you know, when the Giants got back in, and you're right, he threw them right back into the ball game. There's no question about it. But even when they got back in, the Browns started to match them for scores and for drives. And we're well on their way to doing that on that critical third down and one play. I mean, they're at the 25-yard line. If that doesn't happen, they don't get the first down. I mean, it's automatic with Dawson. So they were matching them, and I thought that was encouraging too. Yeah. But then, poof, it all went up.
Yeah, it did. And the other part of this is the defense. When we look at it from the standpoint of stopping the run or not stopping the run, that had been something I guess we were concerned about, and you had to be concerned about even going back to last year. But yesterday, maybe because of the nature of it, the way the passing game opened things up, Doug, it did seem as if, and then as injuries started to accumulate in that defensive front, that there just was no way this team was going to be able to slow down Ahmad Bradshaw in that running game.
And I think, you know, after the first play fumble, he was had a little more intensity to his game. But you take that back to the other side, I think, you know, we're at a point where we need to get first downs on offense. We need to keep the defense off the field more than we do. And I think, you know, we were doubled up in first downs yesterday, 30-15.
Yeah.
And there's a couple, you know, opportunities we had, and, you know, where it was third and one where we needed to get it just to control the ball and keep it out of Eli's hands.
You get a lift with Joe Hayden's return now from the suspension, so that's huge going into the Cincinnati game. At the same time, some other injury questions crop up, but I think the addition of Hayden could offset some of those other issues injury-wise.
Yeah, let me throw this out to you. And Tom, you may want to call the AP and hold this right now, because this could be big. But I know a lot of teams, when they lose a quarterback, you know, they suffer. But for the four games that this team lost Hayden, I thought they really suffered. And that's a cornerback. I mean, for what they needed and for what he can do, I thought that really, I think he will help automatically, Vic, and there'll be a great jolt there.
There was a big trickle-down effect, wasn't there?
Absolutely.
I mean, across the board, it impacted everybody.
Well, you're putting your thumbs in a dike here and here, and all of a sudden there's one less hole when you got Joe Hayden there to stick a thumb in.
Yeah.
Right.
But let's
right.
not forget, I could argue pretty strongly that he's their best player on defense.
Yeah, I think that's a fair argument.
That's a fair argument,
The NFL will support National Breast Cancer Awareness Month with their fourth annual initiative called A Crucial Catch. Annual screening saves lives. Games throughout the month of October will feature pink equipment for players and coaches, on-field pink ribbon stencils, and game balls with pink ribbon decals used for every down. For more information, visit NFL.com/pink.